Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, hell yeah. Welcome to your Thursday morning here at K-Rock. Still have some summer left to go, so let's go ahead and give you a funner summer. We probably update you on exactly how we're doing with our Funner Summer Challenges. I know that some of us have been successful doing a few things, but the reality is we are running out of time, guys. I think we are less than a month away of trying to accomplish all of our Funner Summer tasks.
Yeah, crap. We have to do the camping trip. I just don't know, guys, if the one-night stand thing is going to work. I've been trying, but if my wife's not down with it, I can't get divorced over the Funner Summer.
It doesn't sound like you've been trying at all, actually, because you had an opportunity where your wife gave you permission to cheat on her with celebrities. You ended up on a plane with two celebrities, a celebrity couple. And you didn't even hit on them.
Well, I didn't have time.
Of course you have time.
No, we were up walking to the baggage claim.
That's sweet. You know how many people get laid meeting people at the baggage claim?
Just popular
weddings.
Were
you in the bathroom with Allison Brie?
I thought you followed her into the bathroom.
I followed her into the bathroom, yes, but I didn't follow her into the stall. She went into a regular lurk outside.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you're also missing opportunities because yesterday we had a celebrity in here on the show in the world of competitive eating, and only one person hit on her after the show, and it wasn't you.
Well, I don't necessarily know if she's... I did say that it was hot. I called her hot and said her eating was hot.
Yeah, but Jake's getting all pervy on the DMs with her after the show.
Jake's thirstier than I am. He wants it more.
No, you better get so thirsty. You better get that one night stand going, Allie, because you are running out of time. And if you're the one thing that holds us back from accomplishing our list this summer, it's not going to be good.
Well, you know, this is my last night alone before my wife and child return tomorrow. So if I'm going to do a one night stand, like a cheating thing, tonight's the night.
Wow, that's exciting.
Actually,
I could probably just find some weirdo on Craigslist to come over.
I'm sure, you could. Probably Jake shows up.
Hello. We matched because I matched with everyone. I mean, 48 hours ago, he said, I had my last first Bumble date. Yeah. And then last night's email, I had another first date on Bumble.
That's the last one for sure.
You know, it's funny. I think in the world of dating, you're in one of two camps. You're either in the Vanessa camp, which is I'm over this. I'm not dating anyone. There's no good people out there. I'm over this whole system. I hate it all. Mm-hmm. And then, or you go the opposite way, which is like Jake, who is on a tear right now.
And then vows to quit and then doesn't.
Right.
So. I quit. It's just that this was planned before I quit Bumble, and then I thought she was going to cancel. She didn't.
No. We all thought she was going to cancel. So she's got
that's a good way to look at life.
Terrible judgment. Actually, speaking of relationships, Allie, that are going good, bad, and otherwise, I do want to share this message that was waiting on the goat line because it's a sad state of affairs for some of our listeners. Take a listen.
We did, guys. I just want to say that I've called before, and I'm the person whose husband accused me of making your show my entire personality.
This woman says that her husband was feeling a little bit neglected because she was putting more emphasis into this show on a daily basis and talking about the show, and he felt left out. He said, that show is becoming your personality. Enough with this already.
I am possibly going through a separation and maybe divorce.
Oh,
boy.
Well, maybe it wouldn't have worked anyway, though. Maybe we're just speeding something along that was inevitable.
Yeah, or maybe you have some sort of a great, reconciliation sort of situation, and you guys realize what you like about each other, or it goes the other way, and I'll be honest, if you've made this show your entire life, I'm going to side with that husband. I think he's
but
right.
But also, if you do have, like, the makeup sex, I want you to say this afterwards.
Hey, good night. That's the sweetest thing you can say.
And then you'll be like, I'm glad this took your personality.
Are you doing drops from the show during sex? Uh-huh. That would be such a fun challenge to do with listeners. Be like, figure out if you can incorporate drops from the show into your sexual routine and see if the other person reacts.
No HIV.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Say that before or after?
Probably before would be helpful. During as well.
Anyway. Or this one?
Now I'm going to be out in nature and just taking it.
Oh, taking it. There are all sorts of great drops you could use during your sexual rendezvous.
This one?
Whoa, that is a giant dong. What was that?
Or you could just go rogue and go, "Ma's wrong."
You could just do that. That's a great finishing sound.
And your show is really getting me through.
Oh.
However, with that said, I was catching up on the pod today and listening to Jake's exit interview for his third Bumble date. And my God, I was just like screaming at my radio, Jake, what the hell, dude? Take some feedback.
I'm going to tell you something right now before ruining today's show, which will ruin itself over the course of the next few hours. Jake finally did listen to some of the feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Before his date last night.
He traveled and wore pants.
So without giving too much away, I know what you're thinking. We were all equally frustrated with you. He finally, we said, if you're going to do any more of these dates, we're going to spend any more time talking about them, do something different.
Change.
This whole,
literally.
Once again, in a jean shorts and a tie-dye tank top bit is running old real quick.
And then Allie, girl, please stop using AI to make simple decisions for you. You can't even blame pregnancy brain, but just, you're not using any of your brain cells, and I love you so much. Don't do that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm actually using too many of my brain cells.
Sorry that you're going through a separation and or divorce, but I'm sure it'll work out for the better, and who knows? You could end up dating one of us.
Hey, your significant other comes up with a bad hobby, an annoying one. It could end the relationship, and I'm sorry we're that hobby for you.
We will get into all those things and much more. A lot of drama on today's show. It's all coming up on Carol Q. Hey, Rock Klein Alley Show. $100 of Alley's cash up for grabs on a Thrifty Thursday. All you got to do is call and claim it. We've had a bunch of dud contestants this week, and Ellie knows the news. No offense to anyone who's listening again who called earlier this week and got through, but if you're up for the challenge today, we will still give you that same $100 of Alley's money if you win, but if you lose, some limited edition Klein Alley Show merch.
Yeah, suck up an espresso, take a hit of Adderall or something, wake up. Brief yourself on the news and get ready to play.
Snort a line of that booger sugar, whatever it is that gets you going, and call us. Hopefully you've learned a thing or two about what's happening in the world. It's not just Bald Eagle news. Of course, that is always breaking, but there's other stuff happening in
the
world.
Bald Eagles in Iran. That's all that's going on.
I want you to feel good about yourself for a moment, and then immediately we're going to feel bad about ourselves. So let's just listen to this, these two messages quickly back to back, and then we'll get into some Allie Knows the News at 800-520-1067.
I was just listening to the replay on Klein's kid, Bruiser, the cockroach dude. Very funny stuff. Keep this up, dude. You guys, this is hilarious. I called before. You guys are just as good as Kevin and Bean, if not better. I listened to Kevin and Bean for years. You guys are on the money. You're going to have the best careers. I want to thank you guys so much for...
All right, anyway, the guy rambles on and on about how great we are. And then, meanwhile, the next message, literally the next message is this.
So I was just looking at the K-Rock Wikipedia page and looking at the notable staff. And, you know, all the obvious ones are on there, Adam Carolla and people like that. But there's absolutely zero mention on the entire Wikipedia page of Klein and Allie. So my question is, who of any of you would be the next one to get on there, if any of you get on there?
No, it's notable. There's nothing notable about what's happening here.
Well, but I think you have to work here for a while to be notable.
Yeah.
I think you have to have at least 10 years under your belt.
But I think anyone can add anything to Wikipedia, right? I mean, can't you just add stuff there?
Yeah, you can add random stuff, and then if no one cares enough to fact check it or change it, then it just stays there.
That's our best bet, is that no one cares enough. But the reality is, it's just so funny to hear a guy that goes, this is great, and blah, blah, blah. By the way, there's no mention you even exist on K-Rock's Wikipedia.
To get on there, if any of you get on there. And would it be Johnny? Because that seems
Legends.
That the Legends only herd boy would do. Love you, Johnny.
I bet you he would put up something about himself. I could see that.
Yeah.
Legends only.
And
Legends only.
Johnny, what is it? Johnny Jericho?
Johnny Jericho.
He wouldn't even say Postmaster Johnny.
Right, because he doesn't like that nickname either. We got to take a break.
He doesn't?
No, he hates it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to.
I thought he embraced it.
I don't think so. I think
we got to come up with a more terrible one.
Well, Vajanya was a great. You know, after we learned about his low T count, we thought you know, he had the lowest testosterone on the show.
I'm like the only one with like a radio nickname here at the station now.
You're the only. You're the only person with single digit testosterone too.
No, like there's no like there used to be
Sluggo,
like a
the guy
man
that does
and like
afternoons.
A snake skin, and it's like. Now I'm just the only postmaster. Like, Allie's her own name, Kevin Klein, Omar, you know?
So you don't like that?
No, I like that. I like being me, like my name.
But when you go on the air, you try to tell everyone you're Johnny Jericho, which is...
I don't say my name at all. They told me, so don't say your name. They used to say postmaster.
That was their note, is don't say your name?
Yeah, they said just say postmaster, because that's like your radio name.
Mm-hmm. But,
I was like,
but you hate it. You're so upset about it. You had a conversation with me off to the side. You're like, how do I change this name?
Yeah, because I was like, bro, I just want to be me.
We had a guy years ago who had the same issue that Johnny had. So he went from Big Mama to Scorch. We started to call him Scorch.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, we're going to give you even like more radio names.
I hang out with Scorch all the time.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's even worse than the nickname.
That's why we're trying to avoid that.
All right, great.
Scorch. K-Rock. Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Five questions, $100 every morning around this time. Chance to learn a thing or two about what's happening in the world before we get to your next official ADD News Roundup. And better yet, take some of Allie's money in the process. Put her in a foul mood for the remainder of the day.
Take it.
You've ruined her week before sometimes. Yeah. She loses on a Monday. That's it. She's donezo for the week. Good morning to Cynthia and Van Nuys this morning, who would like to take your money and put you back in your place. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning, guys.
You feeling smart?
Yeah, it comes and goes.
All right.
Same.
We will take that.
Mostly goes for me.
Mostly goes. Allie will be going now as she leaves the K-Rock studios. You get five questions about things technically happening in the news. By the way, the greatest new nickname for Postmaster Johnny has just come through on the text line, and he will be doing all of his on-air shifts moving forward as Gay Leno. So get ready, Johnny. You are now officially known as Gay Leno because of your striking resemblance to Jay Leno and the fact that we're all pretty sure you're gay. So Gay Leno will be taking over, and that's very exciting. A new hire at K-Rock, Gay Leno in the DJ. All right, Cynthia, your round officially begins right now.
Allie. The news.
The Senate committee has voted to hold who in contempt of Congress? Who is being held in contempt of Congress, courtesy of the Senate?
Dr. Fauci.
Go to question number two. What crashed into the moon yesterday?
A SpaceX?
Okay, I will accept
SpaceX
that.
SpaceX satellite, I think.
Satellite?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to try again? I'm going to give you another chance. I'm feeling generous.
SpaceX rocket.
Okay, let's go with that. There's been a measles exposure warning at what local theme park?
Universal.
Go to question number four. This K-Rock band has just released a new single called CEO and added a bunch of dates as they've expanded their upcoming tour. Which band is that I'm talking about?
Blink-182.
And finally, question number five. Seems like more and more terrible things are happening as people are live streaming these days. This just happened to a Mexican TikTok influencer during a live stream.
Oh, God. They cut off their finger.
Cut off their finger, okay. There's been a lot of talk still about this Perez Hilton thing, self-harming himself, but now another situation involving someone live streaming, and as more and more people are live streaming, there's definitely more stuff that's going to get out there to the masses in real time. All right, bring Allie and we'll score it together, see how you did. Five questions, all technically stuff happening in the news. Allie is back in the K-Rock studios now. You're battling Cynthia. She said that it comes and goes, her intelligence. And sadly for you, Allie, it appears to be here today. So,
oh, damn, okay.
Question one, Senate committee has voted to hold who in contempt of Congress?
Oh, God, I don't know. Fauci?
Is that a guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I know there's been a lot of Fauci stuff.
Okay, she also guessed Fauci. Correct answer. Both of you got the point. It is
Fauci!
Contempt of Congress for Fauci. Go to question number two. There is, what crashed into the moon yesterday?
A SpaceX rocket.
She also said, with no help at all, a SpaceX rocket.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick, Elon. You know it. That video is pretty cool. I've watched it a few times. Incredible. Incredible.
Did the one you see, was that real?
I think so. The one I saw, I think, was real.
I don't think there was anything powerful enough to actually capture that.
Yeah, because I was looking at videos and then I was like, oh, this is AI.
Because the news report that I saw was just describing what it would look like.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I definitely saw it. The moon was made of cheese. The rocket went in.
It was a huge explosion.
Oh, was that McDonald's guy on there?
It said Owie.
McKnight tonight? Yeah, was he up there?
Big Mac tonight was there singing on the piano.
That's legit.
I saw it. It was real.
I saw it.
Question number three, tied up 2-2 as we go to question three. A measles exposure warning has been declared for what local theme park?
Let's see. Is that a Six Flags deal?
Ah, Allie goes Six Flags. Our contestant on the phone went Universal. One of you's right, one of you's wrong. And taking a lead over Allie is Cynthia. The correct answer, Universal Studios.
Oh, damn.
Getting that measles.
You were just there, weren't you?
Warning. I have been there recently, yes. I've been to every theme park recently because I need school to start again. God damn it.
You've done everything.
I've done everything. There's
nothing. What about your kids just being bored?
They say they're bored constantly. But
give them a book or something, that activity,
not
man.
Not in my house.
You gotta have a nice book burning in your house.
I saw my kids. They hide their books under the bed. I find them. I throw them right in the trash. Get out of these. Get these out of here.
What is this?
We're going to the theme park. Put away this book. We go to question number four. Allie's down one now. This K-Rock man has just released a new single called CEO and added dates as they have expanded their upcoming tour.
Their upcoming tour. Muse? I don't know.
Okay, she says Muse. The contestant guessed Blink-182. Both of you dancing around the right answer, but no one getting it. It is the band known as Weezer.
Ah, yeah.
Weezer. Oh. So no one gets the point there. And it comes down to this final question. And Allie needs to get a point here because you're down one. And if it ends like this, you pay the people. Final question. There's been a lot of talk about bad things happening during live streams. And this is not a Perez Hilton question, but this just happened to a Mexican TikTok influencer. What happened during their live stream?
Oh, I haven't heard this. Oh, God. Robbed?
Robbed. Interesting guess. She said cut a finger off. Sadly, the real answer is much worse than either of those. They were shot and killed.
Oh my God.
So that's not happening in the world, which is terrible. And,
So wow, that happened.
Is that a Mexican cartel thing, Klein?
I do not know the reason is. And I don't want to say anything about this Mexican cartel.
They do good work.
They're all very nice.
I respect you guys.
This is a live stream show.
At the end of all of it, Allie is down one. And you will be paying Cynthia. First win in a while. Cynthia, you're a $100 richer. And Allie, what must you shamefully admit over the airways?
I had a good streak. My name is Allie, and Cynthia, you know the news.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Hold on for your $100. Thanks for starting your day with us on K-Rock.
She earned it.
Made it all worth it. Just don't listen to the replay of that, Allie, and you won't be disappointed. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie Show. I'm Klein. There's Allie, DJ Omar Khan over there. He is Jake the Nerd.
What's that?
In the back room, you got producer Vanessa taking the calls with the help of Gay Leno. And the phone number to call and interact with the show is 800-520-1067. Rolls right off the tongue, Allie, doesn't it?
I think it's great. Johnny, I already know he hates it.
There's a lot of, he didn't like Postmaster Johnny, so he's now Gay Leno. And we'll change it again tomorrow, probably.
That's the thing. If you want it to change, it could always get worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You should just be happy with what
you got. Is he going to do the voice as Gay Leno, too?
Yeah, he's going to do. Are you on air tonight, Johnny? Are you on air for Megan again tonight?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, then.
Where's he at?
Get ready for Gay Leno tonight. The evenings on K-Rock. It's going to be great. It'll be a real throwback. People are going to love it.
What's up, guys? Gay Leno here. Here's your chili peppers. And we have caller 20 here.
You want to welcome everyone to the show tonight? We'll let him. You'll practice. We'll have you do it later with the Jason Report. That's Gay Leno, K-Rock's newest DJ. It's very exciting.
It has to be the Gayson Report now.
that'll be coming up later today. The Gayson Report with Gay Leno. That's going to be good. He's so unhappy right now. It's the best. So anyway, Allie, as you know, I've been recovering from not only last summer, it was sausage toe. It was the summer of my sausage toe.
Can't catch a break.
Sausage toe is a real condition.
You can catch a break.
Real medical condition that happens when you wear flip-flops or go barefoot and you end up smashing your toes into things, and then the toes never fully recover, and then you're stuck with something that doctors call sausage toe. I'm a sausage toe survivor, and for those of you out there that have been going through life with this condition, I know what it's like on a daily basis.
I'm glad you're... increasing sausage toe awareness is important.
Yeah, sharing your story. You're so brave.
Really brave.
Thank you all.
And you never recovered from that?
No, never.
Okay.
No.
You're a sausage hero.
Thank you. Had myself a round of sausage toe. But this summer, up until recently, I thought I was I was in the clear until over the weekend decided to try to throw my daughter from my knees up into the sky, only so that she could put her head backwards right into my nose. Yesterday, I finally got in to have it x-rayed and looked at from a medical professional. And there's already theories on the goat line that are not medical professionals.
Hey, Klein, I heard your daughter busted your nose and got it back down to regular size. I was thinking that maybe Bruiser could just slap a little headlock on you, maybe a choke of some kind, and it'll get your neck back to regular size as well.
Okay.
Just a thought.
That's not good advice right there. The reality is that a lot of people said since my nose got busted, it actually looks normal again.
It's looking a little more like your regular nose.
It's going back to normal again because now it is swollen. And I got the tip-off yesterday, the official tip-off, that good news, bad news. Your nose is not broken, but a bunch of cartilage in there has been
dislodged.
It's been damaged and is out of whack. And
that's good.
No, it's not good because I said, does that mean I'm in the clear? And he goes, not exactly, because what could happen over the next months, years, whatever, is that you lose the entire support system that is holding up your giant nose, and the scaffolding is basically now all...
Oh, it's going to start collapsing?
Yeah, and it could start collapsing.
So your nose is going to be softer from now on? Like, it's not going to be the same?
A clown nose?
It's slowly going... It's
can we honk it?
Vanessa,
get in here. Honk that nose.
Do not honk your nose. All right, thank you, everyone. Basically, that over the course of the next... It's a kind of a wait-and-see thing, but it could start to slowly fall apart. Is what he basically said.
Because the
bone part of it is an important part, and that's the thing that if that were broken, he could snap that back into alignment or do something. But
the cartilage is going to like eat away at your nose?
Yeah. Well,
so it's going to eat itself?
He didn't say it's going to eat itself. That was not his medical words, but he said that is the part that is important for keeping the nose kind of upright. And when that cartilage starts to go, it goes not in a good way.
That's like people who did a ton of cocaine, like Stevie Nicks.
Right.
They had to like rebuild her nose.
Right, because the bone doesn't dissolve. All the cartilage gets basically dissolved away, and then you have nothing to support your nose. And then he said this to me, which seemed not.
But let me give it a good luck.
Didn't seem like it was a real move.
No, here's the thing, Klein. This is a good thing.
It's not a good
thing. I think
thing.
Eventually.
It's probably the worst thing. I would have much rather the guy said she broke it. And he also said, that injury onto the nose is the worst possible thing that could have happened because you're getting the hardest part of the head going into the most delicate, fragile part of the nose. And I'm only 6 months out of having to try to get this thing fixed, all to try to cure my snoring problem, which has now gotten just increasingly worse.
Well, I think you should just cut your losses. Do you know that there's this woman who's like famous on TikTok now? She has no nose and she like puts on different noses and everybody loves her.
This woman?
I've got my original blue one noses that I wore before they cut my nose off.
Yes.
They cut her nose off
completely?
They
cut it off.
And now she's got interchangeable noses?
Because I think the same thing was happening to her that is happening to you, which is the nose just started caving in. So they just like hacked it off, and now she's got all these fun. Oh, she's got like a little box of noses, and she wears a different one every day.
Like a Swiss clown nose every day.
Swiss Army nose.
Yeah, basically, she's got.
And then
a box.
I've got a selection of noses. Yeah. I've got a nose. Do you want me to take it off to show you?
Oh my! If you don't mind, do you mind?
No, God no,
you've
not at all.
You've done it on TikTok, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, and it.
So this woman is a huge celebrity.
Yeah, she's been. Vanessa knows who she is.
Yeah,
right?
She's popped up on my TikTok. At first, I was like, whoa, she has a hole in her face. And then she casually was doing her makeup. Right. And then she's like, oh, let me put on my nose. It is magnetized. So she just like, boop, puts
it. It's magnetic? That's how it sticks?
Yeah, they put like three magnets on each side of her nose, one on either side of the bridge, and then one below. And then they put magnets in the nose. And she just like, whoop, up.
And let me tell you, it looks so real.
It looks incredible.
But what if she walks through something that's like magnetic? Does it just suck her nose right off and then she's back the hole in the face?
Ooh. I don't know.
Let's find out.
Went a little bit crazy. But yeah, I've got a selection of noses that I wear, and I love this one the most.
That is your favourite one.
This is my favourite one.
You would literally never know.
I know. I'm so lucky. But I've got a drunk nose that I wear.
Hold on.
She's so lucky. Did you hear
her? She's so lucky. This woman has a blowhole in the middle of her face.
I know, but then she's about to tell you about her drunk nose.
But I've got a drunk nose that I wear.
Stop it.
When I've had a few glasses of wine. So I just put my drunk nose on. So that's the...
Why is it her drunk nose?
Because it's red. It's more red. So when her face gets flushed when she's drinking, it matches. Yeah. And then she has another one that's a tan nose. So when she goes on vacation
and the
rest of her face gets tan, she has to have a tan nose so that it doesn't look weird.
This is your answer.
And you could do like a gonzo. You could do different races. You could do a whole different...
I don't think you can go black.
Oh, my God.
I bet you your snoring issues would go away if you just remove your entire nose.
Man. I mean, if she takes it off, there's a huge space there. Plenty of... air is getting through.
Does she just lounge around the house with just the face hole?
I don't know.
The red one. That's
when your family go, oh, no, the red one's on.
So when you got a
how many she had?
That's unbelievable.
You know, when I lost my teeth, when my teeth got knocked out with the baseball, this was the kind of situation where if I had the teeth, I could pop in like a hockey player and walk around.
Right.
But when I forgot them, I just walked out and I was just full gums.
I mean, imagine how many Costco samples you can get. Every time you walk up, you got a different nose on. They think you're a different person.
You haven't seen me before. This is my drunk nose.
Dude, and think of the OnlyFans possibilities. You got an extra hole, man, that you could do stuff with.
That's
Gary's
so
arm,
much money.
He has like all these different attachments for his arm. You could do all kinds of different things with your nose.
Hold on. Speaking to my people now. I don't like this idea at all.
I think
you've never been happy with your nose, have you?
Klein will be like Mr. Potato Head, according to 747.
Yeah, and you know what? You can have one based on your current nose. You've already had these different noses.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea of taking by the day, I need one to match my outfit. Cocaine nose. Regular nose.
You could do a Michael Jackson nose. You could just do a bunch of different things.
You would go comedy with it.
You'd have to go comedy. It'd all be just funny noses.
Get like a gonzo nose.
Like mustaches built in too.
Oh, great.
It's so clever. And then you've got a tanned one from when you're on holiday.
Yeah. When I get a little bit of summer and a little bit of color on my cheeks, I have to have a slightly more.
I got to see what this woman looks like. I'm only listening to it.
Oh my God. I got to show you.
I got to see how legit. Everyone says it looks so good. But I mean,
the same thing happened to her where she got a nose injury. It wasn't broken.
Yeah, but we all know someone that's had something happen to them, and we all pretend like, you look great, you can't even tell, and we're all just saying that.
We've been telling you for years what you think is going on here.
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that. I thought you guys thought it looked good.
I'm telling you, if you look at this woman, you will feel better about doing this.
Go, gadget nose. Thank you. The text line's being very supportive.
Here she is. You can't tell she's wearing a nose.
Oh, wait a minute. That's her?
That's her. Oof. And then she's going to take it off and swap it.
Now, when she takes it off, you can see the
you can see the nose hole.
Hole? You see the magnets, too.
Hold on. I got to see this thing. I maybe this is the answer.
I think it really could be.
I mean, she's... hold on. She's about to pull this thing off. She looks completely normal. You would never think...
You would never know.
But you're not up close and talking to her. I would imagine if you're like face-to-face with her, you would see something.
Well, maybe it's something you would talk about with your coworkers and be like, is there
something? Oh, my God. Okay. Forget it. It's gone now. When it's gone, they pulled the camera away. They didn't zoom in. Wow.
Oh, they start...
That is freaky when that thing comes off. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then imagine the Halloween costumes.
That's right. Well, better get acting quickly then. It's according to Costco, it's Halloween already.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, got to take a break. Let me go ahead and think about what my future's going to look like.
It's going to look like this lady.
Okay, great. Happy Halloween. More show.
Do it for the show.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Your news, ADD News, then a brand new hour will officially begin. Is your family crazier than the crazy saga that's happening with the Big Bear Eagles, which we will update you on? We will hear your stories and then send some of you to Big Bear to celebrate your crazy family. That's coming up next hour on the show, plus much more, and more spots on that standby boarding list to be a part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Sends you all the way to Shaky Knees Festival in Atlanta, where you'll see Turnstile, Jimmy World, Violet Grohl, and more. That's all coming up right here on K-Rock. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
An interesting new problem is starting as a result of the cyclosporiasis cases. People are still getting sick, so this is not over by any stretch. And now what's happening is places that process stool samples are now up to their ears in feces because everyone is freaking out and getting their poop tested. Quest Diagnostics said they are currently experiencing a massive backlog of stool spit samples, and they're now having an extended turnaround time of up to 21 days because of an unprecedented surge. And they said their normal volumes is about 30 to 40 tests a day. Now they're doing 1,500 tests a day. And all of these people are processing poop all day, every day, working overtime, just because now if someone has diarrhea, it's like, yep, just get your poop tested, poop tested.
I thought that we have some smart toilets out there now. Are those not available yet to the general public?
I don't think everyone has those. Do you have one?
No, I don't. My toilet's just a regular old dumb toilet. But I thought that we had the technology now where the toilets have the ability to basically let you know, like, hey.
I think it's kind of limited in the technology. I think it just tells you if you're pooping healthy.
Like,
if you're eating
enough
fiber or something, yeah. I don't think it'll let you know if you have some sort of disease.
It's just red light, green light. This is not normal. This is normal.
I mean, usually our eyes are able to do that for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't think we need a robot to tell us that part.
I was excited about the world of smart toilets, but I guess we're still sending them by. It seems so... this is the kind of thing where in 10 years we'll look back and go, listen, we had to put it in an envelope and send it in the mail. I mean, it seems so barbaric.
I know. Well, all the things that we are doing on our own these days is crazy. Like, Omar did the whole stool sample from home thing. I'm like, why are you letting me do this?
That was a prank.
He didn't even send it in the mail. He drove it in. He dropped it off.
That was the second time. Yeah, there was different testing. Yeah.
And you have
to
drop it off, like, within 2 hours or something.
Exactly.
Like,
you gotta put it on ice, too, which is weird.
Omar had to leave in the middle of the show because he's like, dude, clock is ticking. I got to drive this thing somewhere.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know what the traffic's going
to
be like.
I mean, and then I had to do a swab. I had to, like, swab myself for an STD test.
And then
I'm
what
is
going
on here?
Too, or no?
No, I was at the place for that. I don't have to actually.
Right, but they made you swab yourself.
They made me swab myself. I'm like, you do this. You're the doctors. Yeah, there's something putting a swab up there.
There's something very weird.
About the DIY trend in medical.
Yeah. But there's Vanessa tried to do it, but this happened.
I pooped my pants and I don't have underwear. So actually, I did have to try to do it, but I was like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Really?
Are you serious?
You refused?
I still haven't done it. I was supposed to. I was like, I can't do it. I work in the mornings. I can't do it in the afternoon. I can't do this. Yeah.
It is a lot of pressure.
Women especially. Guys, we're fine. We're built for this. But women specifically have like these little windows. And if they don't hit their window, boy, their whole day is ruined.
It's true because they wanted me to do that too. And I was like, it just seems impossible. But for you guys, I think most of the time you can just poop in at any time.
Anytime.
Right?
And if I can't poop at that moment, don't worry. Another one's coming any moment now. But women, it's like 8:15 a.m. I missed it.
Yeah. We had a friend who was like, she can't hang out. She's pooping right now.
Yeah.
And we have to let her have her time because this is her only time.
That's hilarious.
Funny, I think guys spend most of our days trying not to poop because we're like, I want to go somewhere. Man, I hope I don't have to poop. And women spend all they want to do is get a good poop out. Like, my wife is so jealous of my dog. Every time we go for a walk.
Oh, my God, regular.
My dog poops. It doesn't matter if he's been out 5 minutes early. I take him out again, he'll poop. She's like, how does he do it? Just how? Tell me your secret.
Eating the same thing all day every
Tell
day.
Tell me how you do this.
It's called kibble.
A rocket crashed into the moon yesterday. Early last year, a SpaceX rocket launched they didn't realize that a big part of it was going to break off. They knew it was going to break off. They didn't know it was going to drift in the direction it did and keep drifting right into the moon. It hit on the side that faces us on the left-hand side. It was traveling faster than the speed of sound, so it came at an impact of 3 tons of TNT. That's how big the blast was.
You tell me that video I sent you guys last night, what you don't think was real?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't cool enough to be AI, so I feel like the only reason I think it was real is because it was pretty grainy and it was not that exciting. If it had been AI or if it had been like something that Michael Bay threw together, it would have been cooler looking.
Well, it's crazy because they say all these stats, right? Like it's faster than the speed of sound, 3 tons of TNT, but from this far away, it's just like...
Right, but that's kind of what I sent. It looked like the moon.
Yeah, maybe that was it. They said this is a good thing, though, because different things hit the moon all the time, and they can't actually study it because they don't know when it's happening. This is one of the first times where they know about it in advance, so they can find out, I guess, a lot more about the Earth's atmosphere. But I was trying to watch like a live stream of the crash happening, and it was totally CGI'd, and I was like, what am I watching? It was like a big Michael Bay-style explosion. If you don't have a dog because you're allergic to them, you might finally have a solution to your problems, because these days, we can genetically engineer all of our problems away, and they have bred the allergies out of a dog, and they think they can do it with more breeds.
They've used this gene-editing technology, it's sometimes called genetic scissors, to create two beagles that don't produce the protein that's responsible for most dog allergies. Researchers actually found that the dogs, that's Alfie and Bailey, researchers are hopeful that this could someday make life a little easier for the millions of you who love dogs but suffer from allergies.
If they're making beagles, while they're at it, maybe they can make them not stink.
I mean, if you can start figuring out how to do that. I know that at some point we get to that weird world where we're almost at. I mean, where you're genetically modifying things before they're born.
Do that with people,
They did that with the baby growing inside of you. Allie picked everything, right? Didn't you pick gender and eye color?
Well, I knew what the gender was when I picked it, but I couldn't choose eye color or anything like that. Now they said they can do these genetic scissors to look at something and be like, this one's a little off. Now it's fine.
Wow.
You know, and they can breed out certain diseases, but it does raise questions about, you know, eugenics and, you know, how then it would all turn into a bunch of like blonde-haired, blue-eyed boys and be a strange world that we're all living in.
That's the dream, right, guys? Who's with me?
But, you know, you have a hypoallergenic dog.
Yes.
And that's the only choice for people with allergies is I got to go I have to do poodle.
Everything has to have sex with a poodle, and that makes it have no allergies.
Yeah, so
and
really that's our only go-to right now is just sex with a poodle, hypoallergenic dog. But now think about any breed you want being hypoallergenic.
That's pretty great. We get into a brand new hour of the show at this exact moment, the greatest hour of your life, perhaps.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.